Untouchable, untouchable.
I'm feeling.
Let's go.
Need to let it go.
You never know where it's heading. The Scenic Drive with Rian.
Moving on swiftly, ek wil gou gepraat het oor die vliegplaas, because I'm fascinated by it, the Maltento Fly Farm in Cape Town. Dean is with us, he's the founder of it, Smorenberg. Hello Dean.
How are you?
Dean, finally I get to speak to you.
I'm sitting here with Dom also, so feel free to throw some questions to him too.
Yeah, is it the Maltento or Maltino Fly Farm?
Maltento. So the name comes from two parts, malt. The first part referring to the fact that we use brewery grains and spent brewery grains as an input, as sort of clean ingredients. And ento is the prefix for insect. So that's where the name comes from originally.
So listen, you don't know about this, but we had a whole chat about your farm the other day. And we were fascinated by the fact that someone actually came up with this idea of using flies. Where did you come up with this? Did you watch something on TV? How did this happen?
I definitely didn't watch the fly like you did.
That was rough.
I definitely cannot take credit for coming up with the industry. This is a burgeoning industry around the world now. But at the time when I got into it in about 2016, it was really because I was sort of passionate about sustainability and largely from a food perspective. On the one hand, we have a huge amount of food waste and produce a huge amount all the way along the value chain, anywhere from 40 to 50% of what's farmed to what gets to our plates. Yet on the other hand, you've got a huge hunger problem. And I always hated it when you would go to a restaurant and, you know, the top bun would be taken off the burger, and as soon as it was scraped into a bin, it was termed waste. But actually, it was exactly the same as the bun on the top, you know, when it was on your plate. And so I started just looking into this type of thing, and there was a company in South Africa that was doing it, and they were actually on carte blanche. They were kind of one of the founders in the industry. And, that's kind of where my journey started.
All right, now you dragged Dominic into the business as well, hey? Dominic Malan.
Yeah, I've got
Dominic.
There's a few people I've managed to convert.
Okay. to the fly business. Now, all right.
Yeah.
Now, I understand that in 2016, you started this with black soldier flies, whatever those are, in your bathroom. Is that true, Dean?
Yeah. That is absolutely true, yeah. I was actually living, my then girlfriend, she's now my wife, so she stuck around very, very fortunately.
Wow.
So,
well, hats off to her.
Yeah, every day. And she's just glad that they're out of the house now. But, I literally started, I found some guy who was selling them in Durban, and he was sort of capturing wild flies and they would sort of sell them. And I had a fly cage in my bathroom, so when you sat on the toilet, you got a face full of flies. And then on the balcony, there was a bunch of larvae that were growing on sort of fruit pulp and a little bit of brewery waste from a small craft brewery. That's really where it started. Just to give you a bit of context, my background is actually very different. I was from a business science background, very finance driven and sort of management consulting, but had an interest in this space. And so I was sort of fortunate from that sort of doing it in my bathroom, I was asked to come into a project with one of my ex-consulting firms to kind of look at the industry globally, and then traveled around the world and looked at different plants, and so was able to see what the big guys are doing and learn quite a lot from that.
Yes, well, you know what? This is just next level. Is there a lot of money in flies? Because obviously, I can't imagine it costs a lot to actually breed them. So let's start there. It's almost nothing. You put down an old peach and you have at least 300 of them there.
I hope you're looking for a job, because I'm about to employ you, because I'd love to find a person who does it easily. No, I mean, fly farming is... As you say, it's sort of easy to do on a smaller scale, and I could send you some larvae.
You know, I must just tell you, sorry, I just did get a WhatsApp. Carl Niels is looking for a job. And he's used to hanging around with flies. They're attracted to him naturally.
Not our fly, unfortunately.
Well, okay, it's a different kind of fly.
So the fly that you were referring to at the beginning of your conversation was really the either one of the house flies or blow flies that eat carrion waste. So that's sort of your meat waste. There is a space for that, but that's a really smelly process and quite difficult. Our particular fly is more of a sort of like a hipster fly, we like to call him. So he's much better on sort of organic type matter, green matter. So again, brewery grain, yeast, those type of ingredients.
All right.
They're a non-pathogenic and non-pest fly, which means that they won't come into your house and land on your food, etc. They actually don't have
You see, now it makes sense to me. It's a different kind of fly because we're all wondering, what are we talking about here? So it's a type of, it's a species.
Exactly.
It's called the black soldier fly. That's what it's called.
If you look it up, it's a much bigger fly. It looks a bit waspy. So it's sort of, it's a lot bigger than a house fly or a blow fly.
So all of this is now used in pet food. Is that the plan? The larvae and...
So basically the larva is the champion of the whole process. The flies, we just keep some for breeding. But the larva, really, they're the champions. They're the ones that sort of break down the organic byproducts like spent grain. And then they basically, by the time they're fully, they're really high in protein and beneficial oils. And then we take those and we sort of process them into different types of products that largely go into the pet industry, the exotic pet industry. So people have got sort of backyard chickens and things like that. And then also the sort of the mainstream pet industry. And then we're also moving into aquaculture now. So tilapia farming, abalone, trout, etc.
Incredible. All right. So there's a lot of money in this. Otherwise, you wouldn't be in this game.
Yeah, no, it's a growing industry around the world, and hopefully we can capture some of that pie.
Okay, well, this is fantastic. Well done to you guys for coming up with this idea. I never would have thought of this in a million years, so I wish you guys only the best. Is there time coming when this is going to feed humanity?
I think, the animal feed market is massive. So to conquer that sort of problem and sort of make ingredients more sustainable where feed manufacturers don't have to compromise on quality, that's our big solve at the moment. The human question is an interesting one and one we sort of speak to. So we've got a lady who we work very closely with. She did her PhD in using insects as an ingredient into human food. And it was largely to do with the functionality of the insect. So how the proteins gel or emulsify, etc. And so I think where they will play a part is as a functional ingredient. So the oils will be used in a cosmetic product because they're antiviral, antimicrobial benefits, or it might be used as an oil in baking because of the slip point, etc. And that's where we think it'll go. Her name is Leah, and she's founded a company called Gourmet Grub where they were making ice cream and various food ingredients out of it to sort of push insects. Interesting.
It's like a thing that people will try other types of insects before they try fly larvae. I think that's going to be the very last thing on the list.
Dom can definitely speak to this because this is his expertise. But that is the one issue, that this particular fly unfortunately has bad PR from his cousins, the blow fly, house fly, which are associated with your dirty bin and your horror movies you referred to earlier. But that is a big challenge for us. The other two main insects that are sold globally are mealworms and crickets, because a cricket is associated with a nice chirpy summer night.
Jiminy cricket.
Nobody knows what a mealworm is, so they're happy to try it. Whereas
it sounds like food.
From a nutritional point of view, our insects are actually better, and from a sustainability point of view.
Okay. Well, I'll try everything at least once. If you want to drop off a few at my hotel, I'll try them.
We will get your address, and they'll be with you tomorrow.
Done. Hallelujah met Riel asseblief. Laat Dean van my kom vlieg aflaai hier so asseblief. Maak net seker hulle is dood. Just make sure they're dead, Dean.
We should have got some for you for the call, actually. It would have been great to have you trying them out. Actually, I've been fortunate. I've gone to a few countries around the world, and I was in Thailand and tried a lot of the insects there. And I guarantee you, if you tried silkworms or anything there, our insects are a hell of a lot better.
Well, there we go. Proudly South African. Thank you, Dean. drop off the flies. I'll definitely try them. Will you?
Brilliant, of course.
And Lou will give you an address. Great stuff.
Brilliant.
Nice meeting you guys, Dean. Go well.
You too.
Right. Yes. Bye-bye. seker hierdie vleer draai môre. Sorry, is it going to bring the larvae or the actual flies? I forgot to ask now.
I think, what would you prefer to try? Larvae or flies?
Yeah, see, which one is worse?
Let's go.
Just to try podcast, the comments you make.
Says it like it is.
The Scenic Drive with Rion. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.